you're listening to the Kingwood Cowboys History of Country Music. I'm Larry W. Jones from Kingwood, Texas, and I'll be showcasing the roots of classic and vintage country, cowboy, western, and bluegrass music with interesting commentaries on how the songs came about. Country music and hillbilly music takes its roots from folk ballads and dance tunes with generally simple forms, and harmonies mostly accompanied by string instruments such as banjos, electric and acoustic guitars, steel guitars, fiddles, and harmonicas. Now sit back and enjoy listening to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The song I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes was recorded by the Carter family in February 1929. Music scholar Charles K. Wolf said, "I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes" is another Carter song that became a standard, echoing down through the years in country music. Sarah and Maybell both recalled that they had known the song all their lives.
World that never met, for the pleasure we've both seen together, I'm sure love I'll never forget. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes, and I wonder if he ever thinks of me.
The song "It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels" was written by Jimmy D. Miller as a reply to song to contradict the words of Hank Thompson's song "The Wild Side of Life." Kitty Wells was disenchanted with her music career and considering retirement from singing. Paul Cohen at Decca Records asked Kitty to record it. The union pay scale was $125. Kitty said, "I thought it was just another song." She recorded her hit song at Owen Bradley Studio on May 3, 1952. "It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels" made her the first female country singer to top the U.S. country charts.
sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories when I was a trustful wife. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong. It's a shame that all the blame is on us women. It's not true that only you men feel the same. From the start, most every heart that's ever broken was because there always was a man to blame. It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels, as you said in the words of your song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That has caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Cattle Call was written and recorded in 1934 by Tex Owens during a snowfall. He said, "Watching the snow, my sympathy went out to the cattle everywhere, and I just wished I could call them all around me and break some corn over a wagon wheel and feed them." That's when the words Cattle Call came to my mind. I picked up my guitar, and in 30 minutes, I had wrote the song and four verses to it. Cattle Call became a signature song for Eddie Arnold in 1944.
The cattle are prowling, the coyotes are howling, we out where the dog is born. Whispers are a-jingling, the cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. He rides in the sun, but his day's work is done, and he rounds up the cattle each fall. For hours he would ride on the range far and wide, when the night winds blow up a squall. His heart is a feather in all kinds of weather, he sings his cattle call. Riding the prairie and he sings where the no western draws, singing his cattle call. Thank you.
The song Another Story was written by Arlie Duff from the tiny town of Jack's Branch in the Central Hill Country of Texas. Arlie had written a number of songs, but never took any of them seriously until he met Gordon Baxter, a Port Arthur, Texas disc jockey, who encouraged Arlie to keep on singing and writing. Arlie took his friend's advice. He was teaching school and coaching until he wrote the country classic Y'all Come, which became a country standard. Here is Ernest Tubb with Arlie Duff's song, Another Story.
No regrets, no hard feelings, it's over. All the good times together are through. I'll have a lifetime of memories to keep me going. I wouldn't take back one moment spent with you. I can't say that your leaving won't hurt me, but it's nothing that time can't erase. And someday this hurting will be over. Another story, another time, another place. And one day I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place. No hard feelings, it's over. Yes, it hurts me, 'cause I lost out in the race. But someday this hurting's gonna leave me. Another story, another time, another place. I'll be sitting with another, and suddenly a smile will cross my face. If she asks me what's so funny, then I'll tell her. Another story, another time, another place.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. Hawaiian Honeymoon was written by John Farnsworth in 1939 as a Hawaiian steel guitar tune. Several early country entertainers recorded popular Hawaiian songs. One group was the Western Swing Band of Hank Penny and his Radio Cowboys.
Thank you.
song, A Pair of Broken Hearts, was written by Fred Rose and Jenny Lou Carson. Jenny Lou Carson was the first woman to write a number one country music hit. From 1945 to 1955, she was one of the most prolific songwriters in country music. During that period, she composed 15 songs that yielded 18 top 10 country hits, and another three that made the top 15. Three of them held the number one position on the Billboard country charts, a total of 25 weeks. She also had five top 10 hits in the pop field in America, as well as four in Britain. Here is Hank Snow and Anita Carter with her and Fred Rose's song, A Pair of Broken Hearts.
Everyone knows it's all over. I told them the things that we planned, but they never see you walking with me, and somehow they don't understand.
There Goes My Everything was written by Dallas Frazier and recorded in 1965. The song is best known in a 1966 version by Jack Green, whose version spent 7 weeks at the top of the country music chart, with a total of 21 weeks on the chart. It peaked at number 65 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song also won several awards, including Single of the Year and Song of the Year, at the very first CMA Awards presentation. In addition, the accompanying album of the same title won Album of the Year, and Jack Green won Male Vocalist of the Year. There Goes My Everything is now considered a country music standard covered by many artists.
There goes my only possession.
Steps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is soft. playing. Darling, this will be goodbye forevermore.
There goes my reason for living.
There goes the one of my dreams. There goes my only possession.
There goes my everything.
As my memory turns back the pages, I can see the happy years we had before. Now the love that kept this whole heart beating has been shattered by the closing of a door.
There goes my reason for living.
One of my dreams. There goes my only possession.
There goes my everything.
The New Christy Minstrels was founded by Randy Sparks in 1961. Named after the group formed in 1843 by Edwin Pierce Christy, a well-known ballad singer. From their beginnings as prominent figures in the early 1960s folk revival, the group recorded over 20 albums and had many hit songs. Their 1962 debut album, Presenting the New Christy Minstrels, won a Grammy Award and sat on the Billboard charts for 2 years. Since inception, over 300 people have been members of the New Christy Minstrels. Here's the New Christy Minstrels singing Last Farewell.
With a love.
song Anytime was written by Herbert Happy Lawson from Chattanooga, Tennessee. The song was published in 1921 and first recorded by Emmett Miller for OK Records in 1924. In 1948, two writers, Zeke Clements and Carl Weber, claimed to have written Anytime and would cut Eddie Arnold in on the royalties. They registered the song with the publishing company Hill and Range, who discovered something fishy. They found that the Library of Congress credited Herbert Happy Lawson, an old vaudevillian, as the songwriter years before. The royalties went to Lawson, who was found playing piano in a little bar in Daytona Beach, Florida. Patsy Cline recorded this version that was released after her death in 1969 and reached number 73 on the U.S. country chart.
That's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come on home to you.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. It's Only Make Believe is a song written by Jack Nance and Conway Twitty in 1958. The single topped both U.S. and U.K. singles charts and was a hit in 22 different countries, selling over 8 million copies. Conway Twitty wrote his part of the song while sitting on a fire escape outside his hotel room in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, to escape the summer heat. It's Only Make Believe has been recorded by many artists, including Elvis Presley. Here, though, is a version by Robert Gordon from Bethesda, Maryland.
I'd like to do a brand new tune for you right now. It's going to be on our brand new RCA Victor album, and it'll be out in February. I hope you enjoy it.
People see us everywhere. they think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only may believe. My hopes, my dreams come true. My life I give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only may believe. Is that someday you can? My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only me. It's only me. It's
William Orville Frizzell, known as Lefty Frizzell, was a vocalist who set the style of singing the country way for generations that followed. Frizzell became one of the most successful and influential artists of country music throughout his career. He smoothed out the rough edges of a honky-tonk song by sounding out syllables longer. Because of this, his music became much more mainstream without losing its honky-tonk attitude and persona. Lefty Frizzell was right-handed. It is believed that he was called Lefty because he had won a neighborhood fight with a left hook. However, it turned out that this tale was just part of a fake publicity stunt set up by his record label. Here's right-handed Lefty Frizzell singing, "I Love You Mostly."
Nothing you wouldn't do to prove your love for me. I love you mostly for your sweet tenderness and the softness of your caress. Brings nothing but happiness. Long as we're together, my life will be complete. I'll love you forever, till I'll lay my heart at your feet. I love you mostly for your sweet tenderness and the softness of your caress. Brings nothing but happiness. As long as we're paid. I'll love you forever. Well, I'll lay my heart at your feet. Softness of your caress brings nothing but happiness.
Helen Hagstrom, stage name Carolina Cotton, was born in the small town of Cache, Arkansas in 1925 to a farming family who moved to San Francisco during the Great Depression of the 1930s. She took dancing lessons and became a child singer. At 16, the female yodeler of Dude Martin's Roundup Gang left to get married, and Dude Martin asked Helen if she could yodel. "Sure I can," she replied, although she had never yodeled before. Dude Martin gave her her nickname, Carolina, because he reckoned that Arkansas was not so well recognized in California. The surname Cotton came later thanks to fans and a radio disc jockey named Cotton C. Clark. Helen became known as the yodeling blonde bombshell, the girl of the Golden West, and the queen of the range. From the Radio Recorder Studio in Hollywood in 1951, here is Carolina Cotton singing "Cause I'm in Love," with Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys providing the music.
I have spots before my eyes, an ailment that I can't disguise. There's no cure for me, it's sad, 'cause it's in my heart and not my head. A shady lane, a passing train, a spider on the ceiling.
Oh.
Everything looks crazy, 'cause I'm in love.
Oh, in
a lovely gold, a sailing boat, an old potato peeling. I know it all sounds silly, 'cause I'm in love. These things I see, I've seen before, but just paid no attention. My heart starts doing nip-ups when just your name is mentioned. The answer's yes, and that's no guess, I've got that sinking feeling. The whole wide world's so wonderful, 'cause I'm in love. Starts doing nip-ups when just your name is mentioned. A wedding ring, the angels sing, a cottage in the country. That's why I'm so happy, I'm singing with the birds. The whole wide world's so wonderful, 'cause I'm in love.
Red Wing is a popular song written in 1907 with music by Carrie Mills and lyrics by Thurlin Chataway. The song tells of a young Indian girl's loss of her sweetheart Brave, who has died in battle. The song has been recorded numerous times in many different styles. It was sung by John Wayne in the 1943 film In Old Oklahoma, and again by John Wayne and Lee Marvin in the 1961 film, The Comancheros, and finally by John Wayne and Lauren Bacall in the 1976 film, The Shootist. This version on Kingwood Cowboy Country Radio is by Wilf Carter. Wilfred Arthur Charles Carter, 1904 to 1996, was known as Wolf Carter in his native Canada and as Montana Slim in the United States. He was a Canadian country and western singer, songwriter, guitarist, and yodeler. Widely acknowledged as the father of Canadian country music, Carter was Canada's first country music star, inspiring a generation of young Canadian performers. In 1923, after working as a lumberjack and singing with hobos and boxcars, Carter moved west to Calgary, Alberta, where he found work as a cowboy. He made extra money singing and playing his guitar at dances, performing for tourist parties, and traveling throughout the Canadian Rockies. It was during this time that he developed his own yodeling style, sometimes called an echo yodel. Here is Montana Slim, Wolf Carter, the father of Canadian country music, with Red Wing.
There once lived an Indian maid, a shy little prairie maid, who sang all day the love song gay. On the plains she'd while away the day, she loved the warrior bold, this shy little maid of old. But brave and gay, he rode one day to battles far away. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. Far, oh far, neath the star, her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, and the breeze is sighing, and the night bird's crying. Far, oh far, neath the star, brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away. She watched for him day and night, she kept the campfire bright, and under the sky each night she would lie, dream that he'd be a-coming by and by. And when all the braves returned, the heart of a Red Wing yearned. Far, far away, her warrior gay fell bravely in the fray. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is sighing, the night bird's crying. Far, oh far, neath the star, her brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away. Oh, the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wing, the breeze is sighing, and the night bird's crying. Far, oh far, neath the star, brave is sleeping, while Red Wing's weeping her heart away.
Stay tuned for more of the Kingwood Cowboys' history of country music. Welcome back to the Kingwood Cowboys' History of Country Music. The song Detroit City was written by Danny Dill and Mel Tillis. The song was first released in 1963 under the title I Wanna Go Home by Billy Grammer, who also recorded the million-seller Gotta Travel Home. That same year, Bobby Bear's recording became the first top 10 hit on the Billboard Hot Country Singles chart for him, and won a Grammy as the Best Country and Western Recording in 1963. Detroit City became a standard and charted in many countries, including Canada, Australia, Germany, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Austria.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, how I wanna go home. Last night I went to sleep in Detroit City, and I dreamed about those cotton fields and home. I dreamed about my mother, dear old papa, sister and brother. I dreamed about that girl who's been waiting for so long. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home. Home folks think I'm big in Detroit City, from the letters that I write they think I'm fine. By day I make the car, by night I make the bar. If only they could read between the lines. Cause you know, I rode a freight train north to Detroit City, and after all these years I find that I just been wasting my time. So I just think I'll take my foolish pride and put it on a southbound freight and ride, and go on back to the loved ones, the ones I left waiting so far behind. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Oh, I wanna go home.
Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Eric Rusty Keeper is credited with the writing and arrangement of 17 hit songs. He teamed up with Jack Amway, another songwriter and composer, on the song Doggone It, Baby, I'm in Love. It was first recorded by Carl Smith on Columbia Records in 1954, where it topped out at number 7 on the country charts.
Love knocks once and ever later, slicker than an alligator, hotter than a red hot tater. Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Love's a bug that up and bit me, I don't know or care what hit me. I'll be yours if you'll permit me. Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Love is like atomic bomb, works like same effects. The heart it hits is blown to bits, and what else could you expect? Love can make a feller dizzy, throw him plumb into a tizzy, even keep a loafer busy. Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Love can tame the wildest rover, hits you hard and holds you over, makes you happy as a cow in clover. Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Mustard cut and stage your order, Eskimos are even colder, warms you up and makes you bolder. Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Gophers go for other gophers, honey tempts the bee. My shenan is nature's plan, and it's getting the best of me. You're the cause, you gorgeous creature. Let's make this a double feature, and I'll go and fetch the preacher. Doggone it, baby, I'm in love. Love bomb works like same effects. The heart it hits is blown to bits, and what else could you expect? Love can make a feller dizzy, throw him plumb into a tizzy, even keep a loafer busy, doggone it, baby, I'm in love.
The song Keep on the Sunny Side was written in 1899 by Ada Blinkhorn. The song was popularized in a 1928 recording by the Carter family. Ada was inspired to write the song by a phrase used by her nephew, who was disabled and always wanted his wheelchair pushed down the sunny side of the street. The Carter family learned of the song from A.P. Carter's uncle, who was a music teacher, and they recorded the song in Camden, New Jersey in 1928. Keep on the Sunny Side became their theme song on the radio in later years. A.P. Carter's tombstone has a gold record of the song embedded in it.
The dark and the troubled side of life, there's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, this sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way, if we keep on the sunny side of life. Crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Clouds and storm will in time pass away. The sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our way, if we keep on the sunny side of life. Let us trust in our Savior away, who keep us everyone in His care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all our way, if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Here's Mr. Guitar Chet Atkins playing Snowbird from a live performance in 1978.
Thank you.
Larry W. Jones is the author of over 7,700 songs, the world's largest collection of song lyrics written by an individual songwriter. Musicians and recording artists may freely edit and arrange his lyrics to fit their music and singing. To view the entire collection, as well as his public radio exchange programs, 22 volumes of lyrics publications, music videos, and a documentary of the Great American Horse Drive, visit KingwoodCowboy.com. That's cowboy with a K. Well, folks, that about does it for this episode of Kingwood Cowboy's History of Country Music. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in again for another episode with commentary on the roots of country music. Until then, remember to always ride in the direction the horse is going. Adios.